And it was clear right off the bat that there was a huge generational chasm between the students and the adults, especially as it relates to a mascot. Adults generally wanted a mascot that reflected the history of the area, such as bombers or liberators, while students preferred something fresh and new. Christian Cannon is the junior class president at Ypsilanti High School. He says the district can have a new mascot, his preference is Royals, and preserve the history of both districts in the school colors.
Have our colors be red and gold. That would incorporate both schools. So that way, you know, 100 years from now, you can look back on the colors and understand where the colors came from.
Phil McDermott agrees with that sentiment to a point.
I agree with the young man who said that they want a new start. I agree with that. But history is just as important because without history, we wouldn't be here.
It was decided that mascot suggestions including Bombers, Liberators, Royals, Grizzlies, Mustangs, Wildcats, Patriots, and Trailblazers will be forwarded to an advisory group for further consideration, along with several colors combinations, black and neon green, a student favorite, black and gold, red and gold, and red and black. Unified Board Member Maria Sheeler Edwards is co-chair of the advisory group.
It's comprised of business owners, alumni, students, coaches, and then we'll try and narrow it down to maybe one or two or three selections.
The community will likely have the chance to participate in a mascot and colors poll once the choices have been narrowed down some more and before a recommendation is made to the Unified School Board. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.